On May 14, 2022, officers with patrol services arrested Chelsea Williams, 32, for two break-and-enters. Around 1 a.m., Williams allegedly entered the residence of someone she knew in the 300 block of Morant Street, damaging the door on the way. When the officers located and arrested Williams, they found in her possession a small amount of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. She was released on bond and is due to appear in court on July 11, 2022. The same day on May 14 at around 9:46 p.m., Williams broke into a garage in the 100 block of Blake Avenue and stole a bicycle. Officers found the accused at approximately 10 p.m. in the 200 block of Northern Avenue. With the stolen bicycle, she was arrested again, with the possession of approximately 4 grams of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. For more information, read the press release below. On May 14, 2022, officers with patrol services arrested Chelsea Williams, 32, in relation to two incidents of break and enter. Around 1 a.m., the accused entered the residence of someone known to them in the 300 block of Morant Street, causing damage to a door. Upon arrival, officers located the accused outside the residence, and she was arrested. A subsequent search found her to be in possession of a small amount of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. She is charged with break and enter mischief under $5,000 possession of a controlled substance. She was released on an undertaking and is scheduled to appear in court on July 11, 2022. Around 9:46 p.m., the accused entered a garage in the 100 block of Blake Avenue and stole a bicycle. Officers located the accused around 10 p.m. in the 200 block of Northern Avenue. With the bicycle which had been reported stolen, she was arrested, and a subsequent search found her to be in possession of approximately 4 grams of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. During the arrest, the accused kicked an officer and resisted throughout. She is charged with break and enter theft under $5,000 possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000 assaulting a peace officer resisting a peace officer possession of a controlled substance. She was held in custody pending a bail hearing.